Jeffrey's finally got a girlfriend.
Things are going to be so good from now on. There's definitely not going to be any problem. Wait, Jeffrey. She's getting ready and she's dressing like that. Where's she going, Jeffrey? You're okay with her going out to clubs and parties without you?
But it's too late. Jeffrey's fallen for the modern day feminist propaganda.
I'm a secure man. I let my girl go out no problem.
Jeffrey, you do realize what happens in those parties, don't you?
Adonis.
Adonis is the ultimate masculine man, and because of that, he has standards. He chooses the high-quality women who add peace into his life. The women that Adonis is interested in do not go out to parties and nightclubs. He's established strong boundaries in his relationships, and that's what gets him respect. Today, I'm going to read you a post from one of the members inside of Library of Adonis, and as we go through this, it's going to change your life. Before we dive into this, make sure that you're subscribed to this channel and leave a like because it'll help with the YouTube algorithm. And if you're interested in advanced courses on masculinity, dating, and self-improvement, then check out the link in the description. That's my course and community platform, Library of Adonis. Go check it out. All the details are there. Let's do this. This is from Reet, and the title is, A Message to Every 18-Year-Old Guy Out There. Don't be the fool I was. I'm not sharing this for sympathy, but because maybe someone out there needs to hear it. Maybe this will open a few eyes before it's too late. I was in love. Real love. The kind you feel in your chest, not just your head. I was with a girl I thought would be there forever. She stood by me during the darkest times of my life when my older sister was diagnosed with cancer. My whole family was falling apart, but she stayed. She comforted me. She made me believe in us. Things were beautiful until they weren't. She went to an 18th birthday party without me. I had no reason not to trust her, but after that night, everything changed. She grew cold and distant. A week later, she hit me with the classic line, I think we need a break. Holy shit, Hamza is so damn right in his course. He's mentioning my dating course, which is inside of this program. It hits so hard, like he's talking directly to your soul. You have to watch it with full focus, not while you're eating, not while you're scrolling, not while doing anything else. This is the kind of truth you sit down, shut up, and absorb like your life depends on it. If you don't take it seriously, if you treat it like background noise, you'll end up exactly like me. Heartbroken, betrayed, and blaming yourself for trusting the wrong person in a world that doesn't play fair. I think we need a break. And that was it. Since then, she hasn't said a single real thing to me. That break was just a weak excuse, an escape route so that she could go and explore her options while keeping me on standby. That's the game now in the modern world. After that, the pieces started to fall into place. People were talking. There were rumors that she, in some way, cheated on me at that party. I didn't want to believe it because I still cared. I gave her the benefit of the doubt, but yesterday I saw it in my own eyes. She got into another guy's car right in front of my high school like I never existed. As if I hadn't taken her in my car when she needed it, like I never existed. That's when it hit me. I was the fool. I'm not writing this to bash her, she made her choices. To all the young men out there, wake up. Don't romanticize people who wouldn't bleed a drop for you. Don't invest everything in someone who sees you as replaceable. Breaks aren't real. They're just soft ways to set you aside whilst they chase other attention. Protect your heart and build yourself. Hamza wasn't lying for a second. His dating course? That's real game. Watch it and fucking absorb it. Put yourself above everyone. Stop chasing, stop simping. Even now, while she's with the same guy she cheated on me with, I still see her checking my Instagram highlights, still watching me from the shadows. Like she wants to keep the door open. Fuck. This is just one example of how brutal the modern dating scene can be. For young men. But it doesn't have to stay that way. Whilst most guys experience their dating and sex life like Jeffrey's, where maybe they're not attracting girls at all, or if they do attract a girl in a rare instance, she doesn't treat them so well. When you stay on this path and you stop being a Jeffrey and you become more like Adonis, you will get everything that you've wanted. This is the best path
for young men. This is why I do the work that I do, because I don't want you to stay stuck like a Jeffrey, like I was. I had to figure this all out for myself. There was no Hamza that was helping me, that I had no role models, no mentors. I had to go through trials and tribulations, hundreds of women that, you know, I would go on dates with and they would flake me, or they would stop replying, or I would mess up, or they would be rude and I would just take it. You live life as a Jeffrey, you get nothing. Like, you get literally zero respect from women. You get zero attraction from them. And the little bit of attraction that you get from girls comes with like a hint of disrespect, where they're constantly looking for someone who's better. They don't respect you. They don't look up at you. And this is how most men's lives are. Most men will never experience the sweetness of a woman like what will happen when you become more like Adonis, like the ultimate man. That's what I give to you in these videos, and you see it in the comments below my videos, where it's not like the usual comments of most social media. There's guys pouring their hearts out into the comments saying like, this stuff changed their lives. They just started watching these videos and it changed their lives forever. That's why I think the work that we do here, this path that you're on, is so important. And as much as this is so important, of course, there's gonna be people who try and stop you on this path. There's going to be a woman that you meet who tries to disrespect you. There's going to be guys who make fun of you. These are who we call crabs. You know that analogy, like crabs in a bucket, where if you try and climb out of a bucket, they'll pull you back down. You're the average of the five people you spend time with. You've got to watch out for the crabs. You've got to watch out for the disrespectful woman who tries to put you down. She sees your growth. She sees you wanting to respect yourself, and she tries to stop you from doing that. You've got to watch out for the crabs, like your old friends, who when they see you going to the gym and wanting to stop being a Jeffrey and become more like Adonis, they'll laugh at you and they'll call it cringe that you've wanted to transform your life. You have to squash those crabs, anyone who's stopping you on this path, because you don't want to experience life as a Jeffrey anymore. We all had that, and we all know that there is so much pain in that life. And we were promised, like, you know, that's the good way, you're good boys, you know, that's the way, you be nice to the girl. We were promised all these things. It was all a fucking lie. You're probably nodding your head like, it was all a fucking lie. We did it the good boy Jeffrey way. We did it all, everyone who's watching this, we all were Jeffreys. We did it that way, and everything that was promised to us, like, yeah, be a good boy, and, you know, she'll like you, and be nice, and whatever, bro, it was all a fucking lie. And tell me if I'm right, every single step that you've taken away from being a Jeffrey and being more like Adonis has felt so right. You've had those quiet moments, maybe in your bathroom or in your bedroom, where you've been hyping up, thinking like, holy shit, this new life that I'm getting onto because of Hamza is fucking awesome. Like, this is exactly what I needed from the start. And don't you let anyone deter you from that, man or woman. Don't let those crabs pull you back down. The most important thing, mark my words, is that you do not quit. You do not quit this path. You will enter some ruts. You will enter some down periods, sometimes where you're not as consistent, sometimes where you feel like a bit more of a Jeffrey than usual, and that's okay. As long as you don't quit, as long as you don't revolt against this path you're on, saying like, yeah, you know, it doesn't work anyway. Like, you know, I'm really struggling. It doesn't work. I'll just go back to being a Jeffrey because it's a bit easier. No, fuck that. Even on those days where you're having a bad day, where you end up cheating on the diet, or you end up missing in the gym, or you end up, you know, behaving like a Jeffrey with a girl, always remind yourself, okay, that was an L, that was a bit cringe, but I'm gonna become more like Adonis. Every single day I get closer and closer to that goal, because you're not a total Jeffrey anymore. If you're watching this, you're past that point automatically. By learning and by being on this path, you are not like a total Jeffrey anymore. You're at least one step ahead of that. Now it's your turn to think of a Jeffrey that you know, and to get him on the same path as you, just like I have done for you. Just ask yourself the single most important question of your life. Ask yourself this question 500 times a day. What would Adonis do? Click and watch that video to continue learning. Goodbye.